We were supposed to have a conversation with Paul the Poet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It was communicated to Paul the Poet that we need to speak to him at 9:15.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Originally, it was supposed to be a telephonic conversation, mm-hmm. to my understanding, right?
That was on Tuesday.
That was on Tuesday.
Yes.
But that was unable to happen, and yes. he insisted on coming in studio.
Yes.
So that's fine.
Because things get taken out of context, Moose.
That was his reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just in case you just joined us, you're wondering who we're talking about. Paul the Poet recently made headlines for saying that he charges $100,000 for a feature.
Yes.
Okay. And and he did arrive here. He arrived late. He accused us of saying that, no, we told him 9:50.
9:50, yeah.
Instead of 9:15,
mm-hmm.
which, again, is not true. But anyways, he arrived. Yeah. And as we are about to go on, Shikwan, you had an encounter with the poet, right, in the waiting area.
Yes, I did. No, I obviously, as we greet all our guests, come through, because we're also running a little bit behind out of time, because time was communicated 9:15, because initially with the context with the time on Monday, when I was trying to reach him for Tuesday, right? He was not available on WhatsApp, okay? So then I tried calling him a little bit later on, and I'm like, oh, hey, Shikwan from Fresh FM, I'm trying to reach you. Please call me back when you can, because I've tried calling, and I couldn't get through to you, okay? And then he eventually called me back, but when he called me, it was the last hour of the show on Tuesday when I was alone, and I was in studio, and this was literally as the 9 o'clock bulletin was playing, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Then I explained to him that, no, I was trying to reach out to you because, obviously, the headlines, $100,000 feature,
let's talk about
Let's talk about it. And we have a segment for entertainment news, and we talk about, you know, just Namibian entertainment news. You're trending right now.
Okay.
So that happens at 9:15, which is late now, unless you're up for a telephonic conversation.
Okay.
I can call you in a couple of minutes and we have the conversation as to why, you know, you charge people so much money for a feature, whatever it is, you know. And then he responded and said he's not a big fan of telephonic conversations, hey? And that he would rather prefer to come in person because things can, you know, get misconstrued over telephonic, whatever.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, well, no problem. How is tomorrow? No, tomorrow is not going to work, which is Wednesday. Let's do it Thursday at 9:15, right? And then I was like, okay, cool. So 9:15, you can just be here by latest 9 o'clock so that we go on air that time.
Mm.
This was a telephonic conversation that we initially had. Today, he comes, he says that, no, you said 9:50. And I'm like, no, it's 9:15, but how far are you? Or can you still come?
Either way,
we can still accommodate you.
Okay.
You know, then he says that, yeah, I'm at the mall. Okay. Which mall? He explains Marua. You know, we both decided that, you know what, it's not that far. Let's give him some time. Let's push it back. That's exactly what we did. He walks in. I greet him three times.
Yeah.
Doesn't
In the waiting area.
In the waiting area. I'm like, morning, how are you? How are you? Three times. No response. Okay. He had an energy drink in his hand, and I politely told him, opened one because he was drinking it. And I told him, you can put that on the table for now until we're done with the interview, because we're not allowed to bring any liquids
in studio
because of all this expensive equipment that we have, right?
Standard.
And from that moment, not even that, even prior to even me greeting him, his vibe was just off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you can just put it there. You'll still find it there. His demeanor was just... I was also like, I don't know in this case. I don't know what's going to happen, you know? So, but regardless, then we get in studio. What was the first thing that he said? He doesn't like my vibe. I'm rude.
Yeah, that's what he said. And I was there when he said that.
Yeah, and I'm like, how am I rude? What did I say to you that offended you? And then I'm like, is it about the energy drink? Because we're not allowed to have liquids in studio.
Yeah.
And then I gave you context, obviously. And then he said... I just don't like your vibe, which I took time to apologize.
Mm.
I apologize if I offended
you
in this moment, but we're not allowed to have liquids, but you still find it outside. What did he say?
He's like, whatever, man, let's do this.
Yes.
Now.
So you saying that Shikwan is rude to you is, man, you can say a lot of things about me, but not that. Okay. But regardless, I apologized. And then what his response was like, whatever, let's do this or whatever.
Mm.
Then NSK... We made the decision to not host him on the show anymore. Then he leaves, and there was a couple of things that were said outside there. I did not respond. I just opened for him. I wished him a good day, and that was the end of it.
Yeah. Look, listen, Shikwan, I think everyone in this industry understands and knows very well that I've been on radio for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there is just no way I was going to allow anyone to be rude, number one, to you,
mm-hmm.
to be rude to the platform, especially this platform that we've worked, oh my God,
yeah,
tirelessly. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, listen.
To make this the preferred platform. Okay. So, yes, we canceled on Power the Poet. We made that decision immediately when we saw that he's being rude to Shaquan. And yeah, and that was that. So, we're not going to have that conversation with him. And on Check 42, you are not going to disrespect Shaquan.
Yeah.
You're not going to disrespect Fresh FM. That's just not going to happen in front of me.
It's not going to happen.
I'm sorry. It was exceptionally disrespectful.
I felt so, like, you know, when you walked in, I felt like I was going to scream your name and just ask him, please come just stay next to me because.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Gwen replies and says that give NSK a haunt sound.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That was not going to. Also, and if you guys don't believe us, right? If it now escalates to a point of whatever, everything is recorded in studio.
Yeah.
Okay. Including our off-air conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got cameras in studio. We've got
cameras in studio, yes.
You will see if we now have to get to that point.
Mm.
You will see from his body language. You will see from the audio from off-air. You will see that this man was exceptionally rude. We're not going to do that. Especially for someone with 3 subscribers. That's not going to happen. 9:47 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got music coming your way. We'll be back in a bit.